By the way, this reminds me of a very good thing. This morning we were talking about his being infinite existence, eternal and infinite, being the love. There was not only source of love, but love itself, and all that is there. And this is what he has told us here. He says, you know, I am just that, but it's you who have given the attributes to me. I hanker for any attributes or anything, but it's you who have given me, and it all stems from my being infinite, eternal existence. So then he starts going on, you see, giving us this little explanation. He says, you know, my being infinite, and eternal. Have you got any idea of being infinite existence? He'll say in gestures, my dear. Just stretch your imagination. Infinite existence. What does it imply? Infinite is infinite. No, but can you stretch your imagination? It means that there is no nook and corner where I am not. If in your imagination infinite existence means it exists here, this and all this, it means that there is not the slightest space or room for anything besides me. Everything is nothing but that existence. So from that, you give me an attribute, you see, that I am infinite existence and all that. But what came out of it is that when there is no room for anything or anybody, and if anybody wants anything, wants my presence or anything, they give me the attribute of omnipresent. Because I turn here, and if I am infinite existence, I am there. I am here. Those who see me, those who know me as I am, so they have given the attribute of omnipresent. And he says that from that it comes that if I am omnipresent, there is no room, no nook and corner where I am not. That means I am everywhere. That means nothing is hidden from me. If there is nothing hidden from me, then they give me omniscient. I am omniscient. And he wonders himself because of his attributes. And if I am omniscient, means I am all-knowing, people say. And if I am all-knowing, then I must know everything. So what must be? Then he says, I must know everything. Then if I were, that nothing is hidden from me, that I must know everything, I am omnipresent, then I must be all-powerful too. I know everything. Nothing is hidden from me and all that. So they give me I am omnipotent. And then he turns back and says, what do you think about my being omniscient? What does it imply? What must be my experience to be omniscient and all-knowing? What does it imply? Well, we reply, Baba, that means that you know everything. But what is that? What is my experience? How will you describe my omniscience? You know everything. There's nothing hidden from you. You know everything. No, but what must be my experience to know everything? So then he comes to our rescue and says, you know what does that imply? That there's nothing to know for me. If I am omniscient, there's nothing to know for me. That is my experience. And when is it that experience, when I experience that, what does it imply? That there's nothing to know. Because wanting to know anything is a poor attempt to be it. So if I am it, this, that and that, there is nothing to know about it. So it means that I am everything, I know everything, I am infinite existence, and nothing is hidden from me. So that's what he said about him being omniscient, that there is nothing to know. And wanting to know, he said, is a poor attempt to become it. And I am it. Bill, do you follow?
As far as my limited mind will take me,
Yeah, he's he really did take pain to just try to explain all this. Just imagine through his silence he's explaining all this. Yeah.
If you are something, then there is nothing to know about. I was reading something recently about this, because when you try to talk about God, about the only thing you can say that has any validity is that God is. What is the nature of God? It's only infinite existence.
Yeah.
And if you try to say God, and put some other verb after the word God, it immediately suggests some kind of separation.
That's
God
true.
Knows
yeah.
something,
yeah.
then it's something other than God. It doesn't make any sense.
So he says, it is you who have given all these attributes because of my being infinite, eternal existence. And then he clarified, just to appease our, what do you call, these little gymnastics the mind plays. This is, you know, between you here and there was another mandali sitting here. For you it seems, you exist, this is existence, and this is existence. In between there is no existence here. So what is that? So that is also me, as non-existence. Non-existence does exist, but it exists in infinite eternal existence. And then he says, by the way, he just provokes us into thinking things. He says, you know that seclusion hill? Somebody asks me that, well, where is the soul of the seclusion hill? Is it at the top of the hill or is it at the bottom of the hill? Where is it? So I just say, what did he say? Baba, you say that, well, seclusion hill is there, and it must be having its soul. Where is it? Is it at the top? So, yeah, Baba says. Not at the bottom? No, at the bottom too. So that means it has soul in the bottom and top, both? Yeah. So that means in the middle there is there is there. As soon as you give any existence, pseudo-existence in your mind, you make it exist. That I am, there. You follow? That's what he said. Then he took, there was a match box here. Yeah. I'm giving you a graphic picture of what happened. Because sometimes he would use the matchstick, you know, to just clear his ear. You know, sometimes he feels itchy or something. You know that little knob that is there on the matchstick? So he would use that, you know, a scratch. So we always used to keep a match box on that table there. So he takes the match box from here. And he takes the stick out. Now, where is its soul? Is it in the knob here, that when you strike it gives you light, or is it at the end of it? So as soon as you give, is it at the knob?
Yeah.
You give existence to the knob, you give existence to the end,
yeah.
And he breaks it in two. Where is the soul now? Is it in this or is it that? Both. What we talk about soul and all that is not the right thing. Nobody has right to speak in terms of soul, because there is only one infinite eternal over soul. And all the rest is nothing but is the blemish on that over soul, through impressions. But because they are linked to existence, they do exist. And that existence we call it the spirit, but not the soul. When the spirit realizes itself as the oversoul, then it is the soul. Otherwise it has no right to say as the soul. That's also he told us. And then he gave us that vivid picture about, see this, what is this? So he said, this is the oversoul. Here in this room he says this, pointing to this wall. He said, this is the oversoul. Imagine that this is. It's an infinite, eternal existence. And by chance, which did happen in actuality, something sprinkled on it. So you all get all these little things, you see, here, 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 these specks are there, which is my creation. And then what happens is that well, they begin to exist, because at the back, background, at the back of it is the pillar of existence. Therefore they begin to exist. But exist as what? Not as the soul, as the oversoul. The soul is only one. Nothing can be touched. It has no birth, it has no death, nothing at all. But it exists as these specks, the blemish. And the impressions are, because it is attached to existence, I exist, the amness is there, the greatness is there, the all-powerfulness is there, but all percolated through illusion, it becomes limited. Through constant opposite impressions and all that, they gradually get rubbed off. And when the whole thing is actually rubbed off, what remains? Nothing but the also. It's like that. Your existence is like that. And this process of your being through reincarnation and all that is nothing but gradually erasing yourself out, erasing the speck out. So all, each one of you is nothing but a blemish, my own blemish on my own self. I am the cause of it. That's how he ended it.
In the West, we do use the word soul, so it's best not to use that, rather use spirit.
Yeah, that's what he told us. But in general, it is soul. Yeah. If God speaks, begins with there are souls, but then he explains that there is nothing but the oversoul. Mm. But that is the general belief. Mm.
But so it's better to use the word spirit.
He has said that, yeah. When you get the awareness of it, now that you have given the awareness, know that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how it is misconstrued.
That's
why it is so. But we are all ghosts, you know.
Ghosts in bodies and ghosts out of bodies.
Disembodied and embodied ghosts.
Embodied spirits in this.